news at Augusta this week, and Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel is going to join us here in about 15 minutes. Right now, it's 9:22 and time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Dallas Dodge and the Corner Bakery.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Everyone, go to GordonKeith.com for a few fresh links, including the new Idiocracy sandwich, the, what is it called, the Double Down?
Double Down.
Double Down, which KFC is going to introduce on... are going to release on the world at April 12th, I believe it is. Unbelievable. The sandwich is two pieces of fried chicken as the bun, and then the meat in between those two pieces of fried chicken is bacon, two kinds of cheeses, and this mayonnaise-based something called kernel sauce.
Great
good.
Success.
It's so Idiocracy-looking. Anyway.
Lunch
so
next awesome. Week, George.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's double down.
You guys really will try this thing, won't you?
I will. I'm
intrigued.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
It has like close to 600 calories and 1,400 milligrams of sodium.
Ooh. So?
Ooh.
Get rid of the bread and get a couple pieces of fried meat in there. Bring it on.
With fried meat as the bread.
Yeah.
Hey, it's chicken at least.
Yeah. That's right.
Get your protein.
Slow fat.
Boneless chicken.
Yeah.
Okay, in other sandwich news, as we play a little bit more Twee this week in Idiocracy.
I love sandwich news.
How do you, Craig, I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
How do you pronounce C-U-M-M-I-N-G?
Cumming.
I thought it was cuming.
No, it's like Terry Cummings or Pat Cummings,
oh, okay.
But without the S.
There's a guy who lives in Cumming, Georgia, which is the happiest town in America.
Why?
I don't know. Just is. They just say that per capita they have the most happiness. There's a guy named Chad Etmuller. He suffered, he went to this, you guys heard of Witch Witch, right? It's a sandwich mm-hmm. company. It's based here in Dallas, as a matter of fact. But they're in like 18 states now. Well, he went to the Witch Witch in Cumming, and he ordered something called the Wicked. You know what Wicked is?
It's double the meat.
This is unbelievable. This is, God, this is Idiocracy once again. It has five different types of meat. Three different kinds of cheeses. And he ordered a version of that sandwich that had double the meat and double the cheese because he was hungry. So this sandwich is huge.
Five different types of meat times two.
Right.
Let me in, I'm sorry.
And so he gets this sandwich. He's with his kids and everything. His kid placed second at a local talent show, so they went to go celebrate. Something about this, all this sounds beaten to me. First of all, you're in Cumming, Georgia. You're
local talent shows are always beaten.
Yeah, and then second place adds a little bit more beatenness to it.
It's real Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah. So they go to this, then he orders the Wicked, the double meat version. So he opens his mouth to try to get his mouth around this first bite of sandwich. He suffers a double dislocation of his jaw, and his mouth gets stuck open like a alligator, like a crocodile. It's just...
Boy, that sounds painful.
He didn't do that.
Has anybody ever seen it? Have you ever seen an alligator, Gar?
Good Lord. How wasted is Mike there? So his kids start giggling and laughing at him. As he's stuck with his open mouth. And he can't communicate because he can't close his mouth at all.
I've never heard of that. Someone's mouth sticking open?
Yeah.
Getting stuck like that?
He says it was so bad that he went outside and punched his jaw to try to get it back in place.
Yeah, what else would you do?
That didn't work. So he goes back into the shop and he's...
I doubt he made those sound effects.
So his wife and his kids, they go to one of those urgent care facilities, and the staff there's laughing at him too. He says, at one point they tried to sedate me, but I woke up after 5 minutes to see a guy on top of me standing on the gurney trying to leverage his weight to move my jaw forward
Good
and shut
night.
It.
Wow.
You guys ever watch that Man versus Food?
Oh, yeah.
Because I always watch that sometimes, and like the burgers they have on there, I think, why would you want to try to eat that? Because you can't fit around it.
See the one he ate the other night at that minor league baseball game? Unbelievable.
Those minor league teams have real tricked up foods.
He ate the biggest hamburger I've ever seen.
So, this coming man had to go to the hospital. His jaw, by the way, was locked in the open position for more than 14 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Before the doctors were able to surgically manipulate it back into its proper place.
That sounds really painful.
So did he sue Witch?
He better not have. No, it's not their fault. He's got a tricked up jaw. Of course he did.
He did not. This was the very surprising thing to everyone involved. He says it wasn't the sandwich's fault. It was my genetics. Yeah. He worded it genetics. George worded it tricked up jaw. But the Witch people, they were real nervous about it, you know, that this guy was going to sue him, but he didn't. And they gave him, I guess, free indefinite milkshakes while he's recovering because his jaw's, you know, taped shut or whatever they do to it. And so now they're going to... The only thing he asked for was that they rename the sandwich. So...
Jawbreaker?
You can go online now and vote for the name of the sandwich. Lockjaw, Double Dislocator, or Jawwrecker. You think any of those sound Idiocracy?
Well, they don't sound All very appetizing either.
The Lockjaw?
No, you don't want to get Lockjaw when you have a sandwich.
Boy, my mother was just a fear hound. To her, that's all childhood was about, was trying to instill as much fear as possible into us.
She had fear of Lockjaw?
We walked around petrified of Lockjaw.
The tetanus?
Yes.
Oh,
we were always going to get Lockjaw, and we had to fear Lockjaw and potato salad. I remember that.
Potato salad?
What really is?
Give you Lockjaw?
Well, she was just, no. Oh. But she was convinced that all potato salad would result in instant death.
So what exactly is Lockjaw that you just...
You can go through the buffet line, but don't touch
you know
the
what?
Potato salad. They've left that out too long.
What grows on potato salad? Just fungus?
Moonies?
Germs?
Moonies?
Mucus?
Moonies.
You know, Rich...
No, that was her... There were, I think, two or three religions in her world. Baptist... May have been only two. You were either Baptist or you were a Mooney.
Don't talk to those Moonies.
Rich, you asked what is Lockjaw. The other day I cut myself with a rusty saw.
Uh-huh.
And it dawned on me that I had not had a tetanus shot since I was 7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to get those up. So I went and I really researched tetanus and Lockjaw and all of that. And you're supposed to, as an adult, have it updated about every 10 years. Or else it's not going to be effective. Only 5 people died in the U.S. last year from Lockjaw. But it is really serious.
You can die from Lockjaw?
Yeah.
Was it starvation? Do you die of starvation?
No, it's... you just die of death. I don't know how you die,
infection.
But you die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some kind of infection.
Your research really fell apart there.
Your jaw locks not in the open way that this guy's did, but in a closed way. And all of the muscles in your face tense up to where you can't move your face.
And from an infection it does this?
Yeah, and from and other parts
is
of your
viral?
Body tense
what is
up
it?
Too. It's something like that. Yeah, you can look it up.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for giving me permission to look it up.
You'll figure it out yourself.
Okay, so that's item number one.
All right, we're going to have to end it at item number one, too.
Okay, and that's also item number last.
All right, thanks. That's Gordo's Corner.
Oh, the first thing that happened at Cowboys Stadium, let me pay off on that tease real quick. This couple had a wedding reception at Cowboys Stadium, the first ever wedding reception at the new Cowboy Stadium.
So Jerry is selling it for
yes.
those, renting it out for those events.
You can rent it out for your wedding reception.
We joked about that.
Uh-huh. And the couple arrived at the wedding reception to the Monday Night Football theme that was blaring over the loudspeakers.
Were they like the club level, kind of like they used to do at Texas Stadium, or were they down on the field?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But, which certainly Jerry wouldn't allow them down on the field.
No, I think they have like an area where you have like banquets and stuff out there.
Well, that's no fun. You want to have it on the 50-yard line. You want to have a dance out there on the field. That's what's fun. And get the Jumbotron up and going. So there you go.
Wow. All right, thanks. That's the corner. It's 9:33 on the ticket. Next, from the Golf Channel, Rich Lerner joins us to talk about Tiger at Augusta.
The Ticket.